Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
For healing, positivity, and recovery. Stay positive, stay happy. The Positivity Podcast with Melinda Cochran, New York City, from Montreal, Quebec. Start your day with calm and reassurance as she sends positive energy your way.
Creativity. It's probably one of the things that I value the most in my life. And obviously it's because I am a writer and creativity gives me so much. If I can express it in this show, I'll be so happy, but I don't know if I will be able to completely because it's such a personal journey that it may be a journey that you have to take yourself to truly understand it. So I'll try to take you through the process of writing. When I write, I find that I am in a space that is completely void of outside noise. And I don't mean there's no noise going on. There's noise. Sometimes I'm writing in a cafe. Sometimes I'm writing outside on a picnic table and there are people talking and everything. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the noise within. For some reason, I am able to quiet that noise enough that I can remove myself from whatever's happening in my life and become part with the writing, become so into the creativity that I completely forget everything else that's happening. And that's what a gift that creativity has given me. It's given me this positive outlet where some people struggle and they find negative outlets, you know, things that are damaging to them. Creativity has given me faith. It's given me so much. And in the end, it actually gave me a business. So I'm a big supporter of creativity and encouraging other people to be creative as well. And today's show is dedicated to that because I truly believe that all of us have something, a gift that we're supposed to offer to others. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be something that's going to go and sell millions of books. Yeah, if you sell millions of books, that's awesome. Sure, I'd love to as well. But ultimately, that's not why I write. I write because it really is a connection that I have with my inner self and with spirituality. So I'm going to tell all of you new and budding writers or people that are just interested in doing something creative in their lives, I'm going to give you a few tips and I think it will help you. I've shared these with other people before who've wanted to publish books and they've asked me about publishing and things like that. So I think this may help some other people get on track as well. So number one, I've always believed in asking yourself questions before you do anything in life. And some will call it overthinking. I realize that, and it just may be. But I believe that asking yourself questions helps you identify what you want to do. So I'm going to give you a set of questions that you can ask yourself before you start creating something that you want to probably share with the world. So number one, what is your purpose? What is your purpose? What are your reasons? What are the things that get you up and doing this thing, this creative thing that you do, even when you're exhausted, even when you've spent the whole week working and you're coming home and most people are turning on the TV or pouring a bottle of wine,
But you're not doing that. You're sitting down and you're writing. I know for myself, that's what I do. I sit down and write. Or maybe you're sitting down and you're crocheting or you're knitting or you're drawing or doing a painting. What is your purpose? What is your purpose in doing that? What are your reasons? My reasons are that it allows me to become more connected with myself. And I honestly feel every time I create, I'm a little bit closer to God because I'm in a space where it's just me and my own thoughts and my own creativity. For you, it may be something different, but I always tell people to identify the purpose and why they're being creative. Number two, why do you love it? You can't do it if you don't love it. Why does it make you feel so passionate? Because love and passion are the same. Why does it make you feel so passionate? What is it about this creative thing that you do that makes you so creative and makes you want to write and paint for hours and just stay in that space? I know I wish I had more time to give to it because there's something about written words for me. Even seeing a word on paper that's new, it just amazes me, the beauty of it and the purpose that words can have. So that's why I'm so passionate about it and how they can heal. And in the healing, I also identify words that can also hurt people. And that doesn't make me feel passionate, but it does make me aware of the power of the words that are beautiful. And beautiful words are what we cling to. You know, when we hear them or we see them written, they're what wakes us up sometimes, you know, like just hearing somebody say, I love you, or hearing someone say, good morning. Those are beautiful, simple words. But if you think about the power they have, just for a moment, think about the last time somebody said those words to you and how it made you feel. So that's why I am passionate about it. So I want you to ask yourself the same question, like, how does it make you feel? I think when you identify how what you do makes you feel, then you will understand why you're passionate about it. Number three, what do you want to do with these creative things? Like, do you want to just do it for yourself, which is totally fine? Do you want to share it with other people that do the same thing? Do you want to go to poetry groups? You want to read your poems? You want to share your poems? I know this one person who just wrote, and they only wrote to sell books. And I think, you know, that was their reason, and I can't dismiss that. But I wonder if it will continue to get this person up in the morning and doing the same thing when that doesn't happen. So why, you know? So what do you, who do you want? Do you want to share it? Do you want to share it with everyone? So why do you want to share it? Do you want to share it to sell books? That's fine. Do you want to share it because you want to change something? Do you want to share it because you just want to be around like minds? Being around people that are also writers and creative is an amazing feeling. Being around somebody who likes to create anything, like create businesses or create, you know, their own lives. It's an amazing feeling. So if you want to be more connected to people like that, then think about why you want to share and how you're going to end up sharing it. Now, I'll just go back to selling books. If that's your purpose, that's fine, because that may be something that you can use to spark your creativity and to get you going. For me, it's not just about selling books. I wish it was, but I could never say it was. Writing for me is a spiritual journey too. It's my space, it's my quiet. So that is not, however, to dismiss anyone that's just writing for selling books. I get that as well. So the next thing that I'm going to ask you to do is to come up with a practice. So how do you organize your time so that you can be creative on a daily basis? And here are some things that I do. And some of them you're not going to like. And some of them you may. You may be kind of motivated to do these. So number one, I get up super early. I get up at 4 and I have my day set out. I write for 5 or 10 minutes, maybe longer, sometimes an hour if I have time. If I wake up at 4, I write till 5. If I wake up a little later, I may write for less because then I go on to the other things that I have to do to prepare for my day. So waking up early, having that set time that you work in. You know, I never wake up later than 6. I find later than 6, then I've missed my whole day. I've missed time that I can use in order to be creative. Another suggestion, if you're not a morning person, you don't like to do that, then carve out some time in the evening. I find in the summertime, I tend to do that because I'm not on such a tight schedule, so I will have time in the evening that I write, which is perfectly fine. You can flip it either way as long as you're carving out time. And then the next suggestion is to just do it. Simple as that. Don't say, oh, I've always wanted to be creative, and oh, you know, I've always thought about painting, and then you never paint. Or you've never written a poem, or you've never written a story. And if you said continually, oh, this is something I want to do, eventually you should start doing it. Because do you know what? If you don't do it, you're going to have regrets. And life is too short to have regrets. Everything is out there for you to learn now. You don't even have to go to classes. You can turn on YouTube and you can get yourself started on so many creative projects. So this show is just a little short show today on creativity, and I'm hoping somebody took something that I said today and will use it in their creative process. And if you get started, let me know. If you're writers, I'd love to hear from you. I would absolutely love it. You can send me an email through my website, melindacochranauthor.com. Have a beautiful day, everyone. God bless. And remember, stay creative. Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of Positivity Podcast, where only positive vibes happen.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.